Rob?
Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Good evening.
That warms me up. It's chilly in here. I guess before I get started, I'd like Joe Cimino to come up here for a second. We usually introduce new employees, but I think considering that Joe Cimino last Friday was promoted by Commissioner Travelstead to the position of Department Head of Plans and Statistics, the territory that's beyond those walls in that direction that way. And Joe's been with us 8 years. Joe is a fishery management planner. The last several years, he has been in charge of the biological sampling program. This position is key to us for you because the two main collection of statistics, the biological statistics and the harvest statistics, are contained in the Plans and Statistics Department. It's also crucial to our efforts at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and in any bi-state matters. So we're very happy to have Joe in that capacity, and I think it's worth bringing him forward for acknowledgement today.
Joe, congratulations on your new position. Thank you, Rob.
Well, there's a two-part situation with crabs, as you know. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail this month, but I think it might be to everyone's benefit if you have just a little bit of information to carry forward to October 30th, since principally this is a request for public hearing items for October 30th. And I do want to just say briefly, you are aware from April when staff presented you information on the winter dredge survey, and at that time the 97 million spawning age female crabs was a low point compared to the previous few years. And in fact, it's about 20 million below the 23-year average of the winter dredge survey. So it was a low point, and the commission recognized that. The good part was twofold. One, there were a lot of age zero or juvenile crabs, 583 million, which you'll see in a second. And secondly, the exploitation rate from 2011 was again low. 2 years at or below the target of 24% of removals of crabs by fishing activities, where 34%, let's call that the danger zone. If you get to about 34%, you're really starting to impact the stock. So these are small numbers, but I'm only going to point out, here's the 97 million, about half of the year before, not the lowest a long time, but about 20 million below average over this 23-year period of the winter dredge survey that's conducted by VIMS and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. I guess this turned into 587 from 583 million age zero crabs. One thing you should be aware of, crabbing, and some of you know, has not been especially good since the late spring, early summer. So the question everyone has out there, where are the recruits? Where did they go as far as why didn't more recruit into the fisheries? Because a large proportion of this 587 million actually grows into a size that's exploitable. So that's a little difficulty just to keep in the back of your minds, and I think that it's an important one. As far as the information for the season, you may recall from last year and even the year before that staff does get a process where we send our data out to be entered. So we're always going to have some lag time between real-time data and when we get it back from the data entry company. We also, although there have been great strides, I think, made in terms of reporting, we still have delinquent reports. But to get a complete month, we might say that we really have something good through June. So here we are in September, 3 months behind. That doesn't keep us from at least projecting a harvest, and we've done it fairly closely for 2 years already. The only thing you have to keep in mind is we use trips, and we look for a year that has abundance similar to this year, and we use harvesters, number of harvesters, and we use those relationships to project and really assign a harvest to 2012 for July or August or September based on how the trips were, let's say, in 2010 or 2011, and then we look at it that way. So the only dilemma here would be is if for some reason the summer pattern or the fall pattern changed dramatically, that would certainly throw off the projection. And so we went through this iteration this year, and really somewhere around 27 million. It is a slight downturn. Matter of fact, it's a couple of million pounds at least. A downturn from 2011 is what we project, and we'll go over this more next time. Graphically, this does a lot better job. Over here, you can see in 2011, we were 30 million. 2012, just about 2.7 million pounds less is the projection. The average for this whole time series is 25 million. So if you recall, when we looked at the waiting list and we looked at other factors, the buyback, we looked back in 2009, anything we done, we had a base period that covered 2004 to 2007. So you can see there has been improvement. You can see notably 2008, when the commission enacted the 34% reduction in the harvest of female crabs and designed a system to reach that 34%, and it was very close, there's been great improvement. There were rather big jumps in 2009. It increased in 2010, slightly increased in 2011. We also have a situation where the commission has previously asked about December, and could there be a pot harvest, crab pot harvest, in December. Right now, as a matter of fact, since 1995, the season has ended in November. And because the season has ended in November, we really don't have a lot of territory to talk about in 2012, since 1994 was the last time we had a full-fledged December harvest. And you probably realize, as the fishermen do, that a lot of that's dependent on temperature and the weather conditions. We had a Crab Management Advisory Committee recently, and some of the members were saying, just end the season where it is. Don't even worry about the December pot fishery. Other members said, well, it might be nice if you have the December pot fishery to get some product. And one member said, which I found to be very interesting and accurate, if you look at where it impacts in December, it's really a lower base situation. About 65% of the December harvest that we have had in the past can be assigned to the lower bay. So, you know, that's something that you might want to think about. The season extension is something that CMAC and the commission asked about. The idea with the industry right now and the industry committee that Ken Smith briefed you on previously is that they are promoting a year-long supply of crabs. And, you know, part of all that, as we're going to talk about in a few minutes, is there have been a lot of situations where industry still thinks the crab dredge fishery is the avenue to do that. And I think as a good faith compromise, as far as product and economy goes, and the social aspects, the commission had wanted us to look at December. I think in the most part, we're still looking at through December 15th with our analyses at this point, unless you want us to change that. So I think you have this information. This might be off a little bit in number of years. Male crabs right now, March 17th through November 30th. Female crabs, March 17th through November 20th. And I know in your April meeting, the suggestion of a continuation of a crab pot season, it was pointed out to you that you really would want to allow the females. So it would not make a lot of sense to anyone out there fishing if you stop the female harvest on the 20th of November, and then picked it up again starting December 1. Rather, you would bring it straight through with the female harvest going all the way with the male harvest to December 15th. Give you an idea of what other jurisdictions in the Bay are doing, since that table that was very small print that you saw, that applies to the Bay-wide approach. That's not a Virginia approach. Abundance and exploitation rates are on a Bay-wide basis. So in Maryland, they have a straight-through season, April 1st to December 15th. They do have a closure on female crab commercial harvest as of November 10th. But practically speaking, female crabs are on the move out of Maryland, probably in later September, definitely October. Potomac River Fisheries Commission, I think the same could be said. They've got these area closures, essentially, depending on extent upriver. But again, the female crab abundance is here in Virginia over the winter. And really, throughout the year, it's probably getting close to 70% again of the composition is female crabs. So in order to look at a extension of the season into December, and given the fact that things have not, at least through the projection, increased a notch more in 2012, in fact, they look like they're decreasing, whatever the reasons we might hear, which are the market wasn't there at certain places, we still see as many trips up. You know, all these conditions indicate that as the commission has done since 2008, staff would encourage conservation equivalency. So we could apply bushel limit scenarios that if there was an extension through December 15th, starting November 1, you put on bushel limits, and that accounts for the extra harvest. So what staff is suggesting is that there's going to be extra harvest in December 1 to 15. Not a whole lot, probably. There's probably going to be more extra harvest from November 21st to November 30th because of having female crabs available, which are the preponderance in the bay at that time. Staff indicates there should be compensation for that extra harvest, just like there has been with the plan all along. The plan is waiting for stability. That has not been reached. I mean, everyone might have their own view of what stability is or sustainability, but we've still seen some variations with the stock. The best news is the percentage of crabs removed has been very good for 3 years. It's at or near the target. That's probably the best news. The abundance has been a little bit up and down, as have the harvest. So here are some options. There could be a November 1 through December 15th bushel limit. There could be November 1 through December 15th, and then some of it could be compensated for in 2013, March 17th through May 31st, or forgo the bushel limits in the late fall and just have bushel limits that are March 17th through May 31st. And lastly, the market is really, I hope I still have that slide in here, but the market is really hungry for crabs in March. You saw that the Potomac and the Maryland starts April 1. March is right now a field day for blue crab harvest. As a matter of fact, March has increased by about 3.5 times over the last couple of years. So the question you wanted to ask is it a good idea to not have the bushel limits in the fall if the December 15th pot season is approved by the commission, but rather wait until March 17th? There are also two ways to look at this. One way is the exploitation rate is on a calendar basis. How many crabs are out there in 2012 from the winter dredge survey? How much harvest is taken bay-wide? And then you can figure out the exploitation rate for 2012, which will be done in 2013. Even though it's a calendar basis exploitation rate, staff does not think that should limit the commission, because just to go from the exploitation rate of 2011, the target, pretty close to the target, 24%, up to the threshold, that danger area of 34%, that's a 42% increase. To think about jump, it's not impossible, but to think about an increase of 42% in 1 year without either the abundance being extremely low or the harvest really high or some combination would be unusual. And for that reason, there's another currency to trade here, and that's spawning potential. In the fall, female crabs will be harvested. They already are. Now, the proposal for a pot season would be to have female crabs harvested from November 21st through December 15th. To compensate for that lost spawning potential, bushel limits in the spring would do the compensation. And I'm just going to tell you that we'll talk about that again next month as well, because it's a little bit different approach. But after all, the winter dredge fishery, one of the problems that the commissioner outlined pretty clearly in the past was that it's not that the winter crab dredge fishery takes pregnant females, because pregnant female crabs are throughout the season, whether it be the pot season, dredge season, whatever it is. The issue is overwintering female crabs that are taken by the winter dredge fishery are subject to spawn in May, late May, or in the summer. So those crabs are removed. They are in proximity to the spawning grounds, and they are temporarily associated more closely with the spawning event. If you get to August and you're taking females that are pregnant, it might be viewed a little differently. So it's all about the timing and the location. And I think that was a very good point the commissioner made several meetings ago. Waiting list. The waiting list is still there. You heard about the appeals today. Staff receives a bit of flack from industry about the crab potters that were reinstated through the appeal process. And I think the reasoning is those who think there should be a winter dredge fishery cite these crab pot appeals, those that have come off the waiting list and been reinstated, as an indication that the crab dredgers themselves could have been out there harvesting. I think the only thing to say about that is those who were reinstated had to either have medical situations which prevented them from harvesting 2004 to 2007, or had a report situation where the reports were rectified. There were other reasons that the waiting list shrunk. One was that those who had a crab dredge license back in 2008 and also had either a peeler or a crab pot license and were on the waiting list, the commission allowed them to be part of the fishery. They did not keep those individuals on the waiting list. So there was no crab dredge fishery as of April when it was closed by the commission, the season, but those individuals were allowed to come off the waiting list and have a crab pot license or a peeler pot license or both in some cases. So the waiting list has shrunk, and it still hinges on the new target, 215 million spawning age female crabs, 3 consecutive years for any type of reentry. A lot of information here, but I think the real good points are that the commission does not have any new information on the winter crab dredge fishery. The information that started in 2008, and some in industry are skeptical, but the facts are that when the commission established the 34% reduction in female harvest, that is why the winter dredge fishery, which contributed about a third of that reduction, that's why it was closed the first season. Subsequently, the commissioner and the commission received a lot of information about waste in the fishery. And to date, there's no other clear evidence about incidental mortality. I will tell you, though, that it's going to be very important for the future of management of blue crab that the Baywide jurisdictions look at all the fisheries and look at all the incidental mortality. There is incidental mortality in the peeler crab fishery, the crab pot fishery, the trotline fishery, which is a big thing in Maryland. So it's not just the winter dredge fishery, but certainly that has been a problem that the commission had to look at. As a way to move ahead and help the commissioner requested a study be done. You can read that at the bottom of the slide. And the study is to get some science into this issue. And you can have more about the study next month, but VIMS is the lead on the study, and VMRC staff will be assisting VIMS. It's four boats, and it will last for 42 days. Staffs from both VIMS and VMRC will be on the vessels. The primary metric is incidental mortality caused by the dredge, but there will be lots of treatments. There'll be different speeds of the vessel. There'll be divers and no divers, which are the weights on the vessel. There'll be sediment types, different sediment types. So it's going to be some science to provide for the commission. And really, at its June 18th meeting and its September 17th meeting, the Crab Management Advisory Committee was informed by staff that it would not support opening the season, the crab dredge fishery season, for 2012 and 2013. At the June 18th meeting, there was quite a dialogue with just a couple of members as to why not, and the same types of information you've been presented with a little bit today and a lot last year were reiterated. Nonetheless, at the September 17th meeting, there was a motion made to open the fishery and have a study by industry at the same time. And the study would even have video equipment mounted on some vessels, and everything would be available to the commission, but VIMS and the commission really wouldn't be part of the study. I don't think that's important. I think what was important was that there was a request that in order to have compensation, that the crab dredge proponents would offer that the cull ring that's in crab pots, which is now two and three-eighths inch cull rings, would be supplemented by a 2.5 inch cull ring. Now, of course, the situation there is, how do you do that summarily? So in 2008, as part of its conservation plan, the commission increased the cull ring. In 2012, things have changed. The commission would have a different tact to try and convince the crab pot industry, which is the major industry, 95-94% of the total harvest right now, that they need that 2.5 inch cull ring. We've had presentations by VIMS. The 2 3/8 inch cull ring actually does very well, comparable to from the 2.5 inch cull ring from what we can see. The difference is the 2.5 inch cull ring is going to let crabs escape a fraction that wouldn't in the 2 3/8 because it's larger. The 2.5 does keep, of those crabs that it keeps, less than the 2 3/8, but the crabs are of a slightly larger size, carapace width. However, this is very difficult to have a motion for staff to comment on, which staff did at the Crab Management Advisory Committee, but that's really the tough part, to figure out where the buy-in comes from the crab pot industry. The motion failed 2-3. We have a situation with the Crab Management Advisory Committee. The commissioner is aware of it. We have started to try and enlist new members. Chairman Robbins was chair of the Crab Committee and is chair of the Crab Committee, and he can tell you it was a rather difficult situation with a small number of people. We haven't had quorums for, I think, 3 meetings in a row, and so we need to get some rejuvenation going with that committee. But even that motion failed, 2-3. So I've already gone over that. I did want to go over just some information that is tied to the bushel limits If you look at 2012 in the green, what you see, here's March. If you imagine that 2008 and 2009 are pretty much in the same area for harvest, a few hundred thousand pounds right down here. And then you climb up to 2011, about 1.2 million pounds or a little bit more. And then you're up to 2.4 million pounds, let's say, 2.3 million pounds. You see that March has really become quite a time to target crabs. And I think one consideration, although there are a lot of things about blue crab which are puzzling, but for the industry, if one of the reasons that you have concerns about spawning taking place somewhere late here, then is it good that the March fishery, which is a good economic boom, is it a good idea to be extracting a lot of female crabs in March? Now, to be fair to the system of what's going on, you can see that April, May, and June are low in 2012. That's one of the dilemmas that tracks the 97 million baywide pretty well, because it was a very poor year for the larger crabs, and it sort of shows up here. And then the expectation is that things will improve as you go through the rest of the summer and the fall with the data. Another item is the sanctuary, and the sanctuary seems to have something just about every year for the commission to talk about. This year, we think it's straightforward. If you look at the Code of Virginia sanctuary, the historical sanctuary in here, when the commission established a closed season that was different than June 1, the legislature had to enact that provision for the commission to set the season. The commission could set the season here, but coming into 2008, when the management measures were, the plan was done, it could not here, so it had to wait. We now have one regulation that places the closed season of the Code of Virginia in one regulation, 1210, and the rest of our sanctuary areas are in another regulation, 752. So staff is asking to make this one contiguous regulation, although we still do feel that the Code of Virginia is important for the geographical delineation of this historical sanctuary, and that all the commission is really doing is looking at the closed harvest season within really three parts right now, with part one in the north and part three, the 2007 extension. And that sums up what I just told you. And here is our staff recommendation. Staff recommends advertising for an October 30th, 2012 public hearing to consider the following: the closure of the 2012-13 crab dredge fishery season, an extension of the crab pot harvest season into December 2012, with this increase in crab harvest to be offset by tiered bushel limits. And by tiered, here are the tiers. There are five different categories or tiers of pot allowances. And so what staff can do and what law enforcement has agreed they can enforce is to have each tier or each category have its own bushel limit. The officer, if he went on a vessel or intercepted someone at the landing, they would produce their license. Their license clearly says which pot limit they have, and the officer would say, you have too many, or you're just right on the amount of bushels. And the bushel limits, by the way, are designed to be for male and female crabs together. But really, once you get into December or even in the spring, it's still primarily females. So these five bushel limits and the implementation could occur within 2012, 2012-13. In other words, it could be both seasons or both years or simply 2013 crab harvest season. The third item is to have one regulation that would contain the closures to the sanctuary areas. And the fourth item is something that wasn't mentioned a little bit earlier, but it was mentioned that we're going to have a crab dredge study, and there's going to be some funding of that to VIMS. There's also going to be some funding right now for startup costs for the four captains who are going to participate, because their gear has been sitting, ropes, chains, things of that nature have to be paid for through receipts as a reimbursement, so that we would be advertising, with your permission, an expenditure from the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund to cover those costs. And that's the recommendation.
Rob, thank you. And just thinking about the combination of measures that we've been using and we might use if we go forward, it seemed like there was a lot of concern among industry people, at least at the, you know, we had a limited audience at CMAQ, but when we talked about it, there wasn't a whole lot of interest in totally offsetting the increase in December catch through really low bushel limits, for example, in November, which led to the discussion about trying to go around the corner and think about the spring fishery. And you know, if you start to think in the currency of spawning potential and really look at the details of the fishery and March, April, May, you've got this overall objective for the industry that's being discussed in that design committee about trying to have a, you know, get back to more of a year-round fishery. The only way we can do that and still maintain our conservation objective is to have sufficient control over total catch. So if we use these bushel limits late in the year and then again early in the year, that combination might let us do that. But I would think that we'd have to have and you have it here, some opportunity to implement those in the spring of 2013. I guess I would just ask if we could also look at bushel limits that might start on November 20th, since that's the date that we would be effectively opening up the fall fishery that's currently closed, so that you still have a controlled fishery when it opens November 20th versus what we have now. But also, would it be possible to look at letting the season start earlier in March, but subject to a bushel limit? In other words, start at the beginning of March, but have that fishery in March, April, May, subject to some sort of bushel limit, so that you know, you're able to maximize the season, but still have some control over catch.
Well, we have calculations, and it's just a matter of hearing from the commission. So
okay.
There are calculations available. I'm not really presenting any of the calculations, and I'm going to take just a minute to tell you about bushel limits. Bushel limits have typically been on an average basis. So that means if you do a bushel limit, it's the full-time and the part-time, and then somewhere in the middle you have an average. So if you have a lot of 8,500 pots who aren't doing much harvest, they are penalizing those who have the 255 or the 425 pot harvest. That's why we've gone to the tiered, because at least that brings whatever average there is within that category. We still have a situation where staff needs to make some decisions that, although compensation could be pound for pound, there might be a little leeway. So it's my understanding from staff that when you look at these bushel limits, even now with the five categories, you have a lot of 1 pound harvest, 2 pound harvest, 5 pound harvest. We probably want to weed out those from the average. Realistically, it seems to me that the message may have gotten out there about reporting, and so you have some people reporting. But in answer to your question, we can do that. We have done some exploratory work on the March 1 basis, and even starting a bushel limit March 1, starting a bushel limit March 17, I think we can do all of that. November 20th, we've also looked at that. And actually, it'd be the 21st. But
okay, right.
21st. So all that is possible, and I think the good thing here is law enforcement is very willing to, it's a little bit of a different situation to have five categories, but they're willing to afford fisheries management and the commission an opportunity to not penalize someone because you throw everyone together in one category and take an average. So I think that's what's good about these bushel limits. In the past, the industry's been very attuned to the fact that with an average bushel limit, those who only harvested a few hundred pounds or a few thousand pounds have a chance to move up to that average and actually increase their effort. Those that are already beyond the average have the ability to lose out. So this is a great time for us to be able to have this as an option. Whether or not it turns out to come to fruition, that's another thing.
Well, Rob, I guess the other thing is if we set these trade-offs up now, I would hope that we could be somewhat adaptive in the spring if we learn that the catch that we project for 2012 is either significantly exceeded or not achieved. You know, everything's running late right now. We've had the hottest summer on record. Those zeros simply, if they recruit into the system, it may be very late in the game. There's no telling how that's going to affect total catch this year. So, I would hope that we could look with some hope of functioning adaptively in the spring if we needed to or had the opportunity to, because you wouldn't want to penalize the spring fishery to compensate for something that happened in the fall if, in fact, the catch never fully materialized. So I'll just offer that out there. Carter, Fox?
I guess I would like to hear at the next meeting what other states' seasons are, because we hear all this about how important it is from a marketing standpoint for Virginia to offer crabs year-round. Is that really true, or are we competing with crabs only from Thailand in that winter period? And I don't know. I guess as it relates to the spring, I'm inclined to let the crabbers be a little freer in the spring to make some money early so they get a good bankroll to carry them through the rest of the season and carry them through any difficulties, because it is a good market and our neighboring states seem to be closed at that time. So it's a good way for us to establish markets and make more money.
I like that idea, but I think staff is going to have to weigh all the options. So part of what we've talked about, my staff and I, is the spawning potential, and that we should be wary of what's there in spring. Perhaps the 2012-2013 winter dredge survey comes back with more female crabs that are spawning size, age 1+. But as you can see, what happened from the data very quickly with that bar chart and with the other charts is that what was there seems like March was a time that a lot of it was taken. It's very difficult to balance everything, and I understand. And I think we're going to have to think about it some more as a staff.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Further questions for Rob?
Mr. Tucker. One question. It seemed to me in the past we talked about the enforceability, the difficult enforceability of bush limits. Is that not part of your discussion right now? And was that something that I maybe misheard?
No, I think in the past, and this goes back a little ways, the enforceability concern was with a quota more than anything else. There already is a bushel limit from March 17th until May 31, and that's been on the books since the 80s at least, and that's very enforceable. In 2006 and 2010, there were limits. They were occurring. But other years, 51 bushels is a lot. So, no, the main concern by law enforcement, and we haven't even talked about it recently, but is if there's a quota, there are too many outlets, too many landing sites to properly manage a quota by a bushel limit. But a bushel limit by itself, they can be accessed and checked. So I think that's the distinction.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Yeah. I think one other piece of information that might be helpful for CMAQ to have and the commission ultimately would be some price information from the spring period. So if we could get some detailed dealer price information, for example, in March, April, May, because right now we just collect it monthly, as I understand it.
And well, we're at the mercy of the industry for that, because what we are able to do, there's no mandatory price information. We have known for years that our price information is not really what it should be in terms of any type of reflection or accuracy on the economics. So we can take efforts to call more buyers and see if we can get cooperation that way, because we depend on their cooperation. We call a number of sites per month, and then we average everything per pound. But we'll be happy to make some more calls. I think it was last year we were doing that, and staff was calling more buyers than usual and getting a monthly price. So we will do that. I hope that the commission understands that there may be the possibility that we improve a little but not a lot on our economic information.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I would suggest that some sort of advisory engagement prior to that might be helpful, if we can reach out to some of the buyers to get historical information from the last couple of years.
Great.
So we have a request for a public hearing. That's the issue before us. Mr. Plumlee, do you have a question for Rob?
My only question was the add-on item, and I take it that the commissioner was fully advised about that and was in favor of that as well, since it is a budget item.
Yes.
And he has the overview of the budget. The
commissioner directed his staff person yesterday to make sure this was brought before the commission
okay.
today.
That's my only question.
Thank you.
I'll move we have a public hearing on this issue.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Plumlee. I'll just ask the maker and seconder if we could include the dates that we discussed in our discussion in the leading up to this in the analysis. So March 1st and November 20th. Yeah.
Okay.
Further discussion on the motion? The commission ready for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Thank you.